COVID infections at Oahu's homeless shelters are putting more pressure on Honolulu's street population. HPD enforcements continue as options for safe shelter diminish. Currently, encampments in Waimanalo and Waianae are being allowed to remain, while mobile testing on the street gets increased attention. State and private entities like Premier Medical Group have been leading COVID testing efforts on Oahu, and community health centers are ramping up capabilities. At the same time, Project Vision has been tapped to offer mobile testing for unsheltered homeless. Executive Director Dara Kauhane says, as a private nonprofit, they're probably doing the majority of testing for the homeless community all over Oahu.
We've screened thousands. I'd say we've tested probably near 750.
Project Vision expanded from vision care to comprehensive health, hygiene, and social services after COVID started. They have a rotation of sites at which they now provide expanded services in conjunction with other providers. They are not doing mass testing on the street.
We work through Partners in Care, the continuum of care. So if they identify an individual that has symptoms, or if they identify clusters where there's a lot of people living together and maybe not necessarily getting the hygiene services they need, especially due to the parks being closed, the bathrooms being closed at one point in the parks and in the beach parks.
Partners in Care Executive Director Laura Thielen says both homeless and service providers are on notice they could be sited in those locations.
So they have all been notified that if they do go and try and provide services, if they are approached by HPD, they will probably be cited.
Parks and beach parks are closed on Oahu, and Chief Susan Ballard says HPD will continue to enforce city laws and orders, despite CDC guidance discouraging movement of unsheltered populations if individual housing options are not available. City Housing Director Mark Alexander says CDC guidance does not carry the force of law, and while encampments at Waimanalo and Waianae are supported by arrangement, enforcements continue throughout Honolulu.
Other areas we've had to enforce because they are not keeping physical distancing, they're not wearing masks, they're impeding public movement, which is not fair to the public and dangerous to themselves and to the public. We work with the outreach teams, HPD, of course, and PIC, Partners in Care.
PIC Executive Director Thielen says last week service providers were warned by HPD but were not cited themselves. Meanwhile, state-run parks and beaches are also closed, but disruptions to homeless have been suspended, according to State Homeless Coordinator Scott Morishige.
You can more clearly see those who are experiencing unsheltered homelessness right in front of you. Versus in the past, I think people may have been able to be in these parks or closed areas where they're not visible to all of us.
So far, no COVID positive cases have been found among Oahu's homeless on the street. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.